it's Dave. A word about something I wear every time I'm on stage. One golden thread. My wife introduced me to this great line of clothing that fits just about any gig I do. Their shirts breathe, move with me, and stay comfortable whether it's hot, cold, or anywhere in between. I feel like my body and soul are in tune when I wear them. They're made from tree-based fibers, and every piece helps plant a tree. I'm an affiliate, and you can use the code in the show notes for 18% off at onegoldenthread.com. Feel free and gig on. It's Dave Goodrich. Looking to take your life in music to where you want it to be, but you are unsure about where to start? I'm here to help you. Check out coaching options at davegoodrich.com/work with me. See the show notes for more details.
Welcome to 15 Minutes with Dave Goodrich, where music is life. From the beginning, I've always had a deep love for music. I've spent my life creating and perfecting my lifestyle to surround it. My life is an adventure in song and sound, and I'm excited to share what I collect along the way. Join me as we discover new ways to live a richer, more satisfying lifestyle in music. I'm your host, Dave Goodrich. I'm a performing singer, songwriter, producer, and music coach. I want to help you get better at what you do.
Hello there. Welcome back to 15 Minutes with Dave Goodrich. In the last episode, we talked about discipline, the kind that builds mastery, that shows up whether you feel like it or not, that slowly turns repetition into something meaningful, even beautiful over time. But there's another side to that conversation that should be mentioned, because if you miss it, discipline eventually starts working against you. If you don't discipline yourself to reset, the very thing that builds your craft can begin to disconnect you from it. Life as a working musician doesn't always leave room for pause. Writing, recording, producing, booking, teaching, performing, promoting, these things build and can build fast. You can stay in motion for weeks, months, even years, and feel like you're doing everything right. However, at some point, you might realize you're producing without listening, creating without feeling, and moving without actually being connected to what you're doing. That realization came to me last week while I was on a short reset out on the Appalachian Trail. It wasn't anything dramatic, just a few hours in the mountains, but it was enough to break the pattern. Somewhere along the trail, this question showed up. Why is it that when we step into nature, we come back closer to ourselves? Not just rested, but more clear-headed, and not just relaxed, but grounded in a way that feels empowering. The more I thought about it, the more I realized that this pattern has been with me for a long time. Even as a kid, I wasn't a big fan of being cooped up in school. Some of the best thinking I ever didn't happen while sitting at a desk. It happened on the walk home, or at a park, or anywhere I could just be without having to perform or produce or prove anything. And then there was Mexico. When I was a teenager living in Mexico City, my parents would drop me and sometimes a group of us out into the jungle, or up in the mountains, or near an active volcano. Now for a couple of hours, 4 or 5 days, long enough that the first day felt like an adventure. The second day felt like a shift. And by the third or fourth day, something much richer happened. I stopped thinking about where I came from. I stopped checking for what was next. I stopped carrying the mental noise of daily life. I just adapted to the environment. I moved with what was in front of me. I paid attention to the ground, the air, the sounds, the space, and every single time I came back different, clearer, more grounded, more myself. I felt ready to move forward again, but from a place that felt supportive instead of reactive. Looking back now, I understand that those experiences weren't random. Each experience was a reset at a depth most people don't give themselves enough time to reach, because a real reset takes time. It takes time for your nervous system to stop anticipating what's next. It takes time for the mental layers to fall away. It takes time to stop performing your roles and start experiencing your life. Science backs this up. Researchers describe something called attention restoration theory, where modern life requires what's known as directed attention. Effortful, focused, mentally demanding attention. And over time, that leads to fatigue. Nature engages something much different. Soft fascination, where your attention is held by movement, light, sound, texture. But it's not strained. Wind moving through trees, water flowing, birds calling, light shifting across a landscape. Your brain gets to recover while still being engaged. Research on forest environments by Dr. King Lee, author of Forest Bathing, shows measurable reductions in stress hormones, improvements in immune function, and increased mental clarity. But what especially matters for us as musicians is what happens creatively. When your mind is no longer overloaded, it begins to reconnect. Ideas return. Perspective returns. You start to hear again. Of course, this can all change if you're faced with deciding what to do about the growling bear heard in the distance, which, yes, indeed happened to me a few years ago. But even dealing with a verbose wild bear is more direct and clear than what sometimes is required of us to thrive in modern society. If you go even further back into anthropology, you begin to see that this relationship between nature and creativity isn't new. It's foundational. The earliest instruments we've discovered, bone flutes dating back tens of thousands of years, weren't created in isolation. They were shaped in environments where people were deeply connected to their surroundings. Rhythm came from footsteps, from work, from breath, from the natural pacing of life. Melody came from birds, wind, water. Early drums were made from hollow logs and animal skins, designed to resonate with the environment around them. Music didn't come from stepping away from nature. It came from listening to it, participating in it, and responding to it. In many indigenous traditions, music was never separated from identity. There's a concept often referred to as a power song, a personal or communal song that represents who you are, where you come from, what you carry. Power songs weren't written for an audience. They weren't created for approval. They were lived. They connected you to your environment, your people, your purpose. That idea sits right at the heart of what my wife and I created with Power Song Tribe. The vision wasn't to build another music platform or program. It was to bring people back into environments, often in nature, where they can reconnect with themselves deeply enough to discover their own power song. Not just a song in the literal sense, but the truest expression of who they are creatively, emotionally, humanly. When you step out of the noise and into an environment that reflects something meaningful back to you, you don't have to search as hard. You begin to remember. You begin to hear yourself again. And from that place, the music that comes out of you carries a different kind of message. It's not forced or manufactured. It's connected to who you are and why you are here. And this is where the idea of discipline comes back into the picture, but from a different angle. Most people are willing to discipline themselves to work, to practice, to push, to stay in motion. Fewer people are willing to discipline themselves to reset. because stepping away can feel like losing momentum. It can feel unproductive, like you're falling behind. But if you never reset, you eventually disconnect from the very thing you're working so hard to build. Reset is not the opposite of discipline. It is a part of discipline. It protects the connection that discipline is meant to strengthen. One of the reasons reset happens so powerfully in nature, especially on something like a trail winding through the forest or at the beach wading through waves, is because every step requires presence. You're choosing where to step. You're adjusting to terrain. You're navigating in real time. You're not on autopilot. There's an unspoken kind of heroism in that. You're responding to what's in front of you, moment by moment. And that pulls you out of abstraction and back into reality. For me, when I'm fully in that space, everything else shifts. Schedules, devices, deadlines, obligations, they don't completely disappear, but they lose their authority. What takes their place is something more fundamental. Awareness, survival, beauty, presence. And in that space, I'm not thinking of myself as a musician, or a producer, or a coach, or a podcast host. I'm just a human being in nature, experiencing something that returns me to my primal self. And that's where inspiration starts to return. Not because I forced it to happen, but because I created space for it to show up. You see this across history. Beethoven spent long periods walking in nature, and his Pastoral Symphony reflects that environment directly. Debussy's La Mer captures the movement and unpredictability of the sea. These compositions weren't abstract ideas. They were lived experiences translated into sound. And I've seen this happening in my own life in a very genuine way. Living closer to the Blue Ridge Mountains near Shenandoah National Park in Virginia has been an eye-opener. My writing has shifted. My compositions have opened up. I've started creating a series of symphonic-based works inspired directly by what I'm seeing and feeling in that environment. Even my visual art has changed. The colors, the textures, coming straight from nature. And none of that came from pushing harder. It came from stepping away long enough to reconnect to nature and to myself. So here's what I would offer to you. If you're serious about your craft, discipline your work, but also discipline your reset. Protect your time away. Give it enough space to actually work, because inspiration doesn't live in constant motion. It shows up when there's space to hear it. At the end of this episode, I've included one of those orchestral pieces inspired by this process. Give it a listen. See what opens up for you. And if something in this resonates, if you feel that pull to create, connect, and rediscover your own voice in a deeper way, that's exactly what Power Song Tribe is about. We're creating experiences, often in nature, sometimes more refined, always centered around real creation and real connection. If that speaks to you, subscribe, send a message, and let's stay connected. Thanks for spending this time with me. Until next time, much love and much music.
To never miss an episode, click the subscribe button. To sign up for the 15 Minutes with Dave Goodrich newsletter, go to 15minutes.powersongtribe.media. That's 15minutes.powersongtribe.media.
Presented by Powersong Tribe, a songwriting adventure company. Own your song, own your power.